wonderful job on your music this morning. Oh, my goodness. That'll really get you going up. Now, the problem is I have to calm it back down because I tend to be a little, you know, I can get out there. So everybody messes with me all the time about, all right, tone it back now. Don't get crazy. I'll end up picking this whole thing up and throwing it over there. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, turn to Psalm 121. We're going to be in two places this morning, okay? Psalm 121 is where we'll be the majority, and we will close up at Colossians 1, 15 through 20. And this morning, you know what? I titled this message, Shelter in God. Because I don't know about y'all, but I have heard the phrase shelter in place so many times that wow, it's really took a toll on me. Shelter in place, shelter in place, shelter in place. I have seen that, and I do know that the numbers are going up, and it's safe for every one of us to be safe right now, or it's the best thing for us to do. I totally understand that. But we all need Jesus. We need Jesus. And I cannot tell you, I'm getting a little, like I said, I'm trying to be careful of what I say, but I'm getting to a point where I miss Jesus. I'm spending time with Him daily, but I miss seeing right here in this church. I miss seeing this church filled up because it does something for us too, and we can come back here and we can join together as one. You know what I'm talking about, Trey. It works on a person is what it does. And it's been a little different, I will say, because I have heard so much sheltering in place. Shelter in place. We need to be careful. We need to spend time. We need to stay apart. We need to social distance. We need to do this. We need to do that. I've heard it to death. And this week I finally said, Lord, I've had enough. I said, all I'm hearing at is shelter, shelter, shelter. He reminded me quickly too in His Word how He sheltered other people. He sheltered other people is what He did. And it was easy when I got back to looking at it. I actually received a book in the mail this week. It was nothing that I bought. It was just mailed to me, and it was by David Jeremiah. The more I'd sat down and read with it, I said, Lord, I really needed this today. I needed this week. Because when we come together, Trey and Leslie and I, and we're putting together, we're trying to do something, and we know we're online, and we enjoy that. We're thankful for that. But I miss my people. I miss them. I miss seeing them here, and I miss checking on them and stuff. And it's a little bit of a different thing for us right now. But we will work through it. We are continuing. I just wanted to let you know how Trey, myself, and Leslie feel. We miss y'all, and we want to get back as quickly as possible is what we want to do. Instead of sheltering in place, we should shelter in God. I preached a story, and I'm going to remind y'all of this real quick, but and it made good. Everybody remember the story of Jonah? Everybody remembers that story. Very popular Old Testament story. Well, guess what? Jonah 1:1, I believe it says, I'm not going to turn there, I'm going to quote it from my memory, but it says, and the word of the Lord came to Jonah, if I remember about right, and he fled. He ran. Think about what God did with him. God sheltered him in the belly of a whale for 3 days. That's what He did. He sheltered him. Then, when Jonah came out of that whale after being sheltered, he went to Nineveh and preached the greatest revival. That's what he did. He led God's people. So as I change my thinking, I say, well, Lord, if I'm sheltered in place right now, I'm sheltered in You right now, what do You have for me? Where's our mission? Where's our mission need to be pointed to? What are we supposed to be doing big for You right now? Because when we know when we're in and we're having our regular services and everything's going normal, We plan VBSs. We have a whole calendar year. We even have a committee, I believe, that meets, and we talk about this is what happens. It's been so long, I done forgot the name of the committee, Patsy. But you know what I'm getting at. We have a place where we put a plan together, an entire calendar year of different things that are happening, different outreaches that are going to happen. Right now, as we're sheltered, God has us working solo, kind of in a sense. You are. As you shelter in place, you're by yourself more. We have to dig deeper is what we have to do. We have to dig deeper in God's Word. God showed me a psalm this week that I thoroughly love too. But before I do that, I'm going to open up with a word of prayer. And I want you to concentrate on this scripture that I'm fixing to read to you. It comes out of Psalm 18:2 by David, okay? It says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Ponder that today as we go to the Lord in prayer. He is our rock, our refuge, our stronghold. Let's open up with a word of prayer. God, Lord, we just lift it all up to you, God. You are our stronghold, Father, our rock. Lord, help us, lead us, guide us, direct us, Lord. If a nation has turned from you, Father, I pray, Lord, that we turn back to you. Lord, help us to be your hands and feet, God. Help us to do what we're supposed to do. As we shelter in places, things are different, God. You've got our attention, Lord. Help us, Lord. Just help us to look towards you for the answers, God, and nowhere else but up. Look towards you, God, and you show us, you tell us what you need us to do for you, God. We're each your creation, God. Just as Trey and Allison just sang, Father God, the grains on the sand, Father, you know every one of them. Lord, you know the hairs numbered on our heads. Father, you know us intimately. You created us, God. We're created for you. Lord, help us, God. Inspire us, Lord, as we read your word. These things I ask in your name. Amen. As you look at Psalms 121, I'd like to start off with a little something right there that says, and actually what we're in is I'm going to go ahead and tell you this, give you a little back history. Psalms 120 through 134 are actually called the Psalms of Ascents, okay, is what they're called. Hopefully most people have heard of that before. But look at what the psalmist says right there in 121:1. It's just eight verses. He says, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains." Then we see three dashes right there. Or maybe you have one dash, whatever. I see a break. I lift up my eyes. So the psalmist is looking up to the mountains. But then he asks the question, where does my help come from? He looks inward is what he's doing. Where does my help come from? Then he answers himself in two when he says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. These songs of ascents are actually, they encourage us to trust God even when life gives us what we haven't asked for. None of us knows God's plan. Think of the Israelites back then. They would travel to Jerusalem, right? They would, for the feast days of the temple, they'd be seeing friends, traveling with families. These are the songs that they would sing. They would lift up their voices to God. He said, this is what the scholars believe, they would sing these songs on the way. These psalms are alive. As God has sheltered us, or we shelter in place, what have you done different? What has changed in your life? Hopefully you've realized exactly possibly a plan God has for you. Possibly you've been inspired to do something different. We've talked about different people doing the card ministries. We've talked about different people doing the different outreaches to check on people, just to call on people, whatever the case may be. But know that our help comes from the Lord. 3 says, He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Why do you think the psalmist right there in 1 says, we look within for help? We look within for help. Let me go back and tell you, maybe you did it last year, maybe you did it when you was a child, but you asked Jesus to come into your hearts and live. That's how you accepted Christ. You asked Him to come into your heart. He lives within us, is where He lives. Second point, we look above for our help. If Jesus knows the number of grains of sand on the beach, He knows the number of hairs on our head, taken Matthew 10:30, I believe, tells us that. He knows the number of hairs on our heads. If He knows us that intimately, that closely, that personally, can we not trust Him for our life? We look for God in all. Biggest question. Why was the coronavirus here? Why? What sent it on? I do not know the answer to that question. But I can tell you, God's right there beside us in every bit of it. He hasn't left us. He's right there with us. He's always right there with us. If you actually look what He did to Jonah when he sheltered, there's several more. If you actually go into Esther, he sheltered Esther in the palace. I mean, there's so many different scenarios in the Bible that you can look at. He sheltered David for a time too. Who else did He shelter? He sheltered Paul in prison. He sheltered Paul in prison. What do you think could have, what do you think you could have said? What good could have came out of prison for a person? Why would you have been sheltered? But look, we got 4 books of the Bible out of prison. Is that not amazing what He does when you actually take the time? Because Trey, I'm going to tell you something. You look like me. You look like the type to me where you get wound up and you get to going and you get busy with life. This has been a slowdown for all of us. It's been a way to regroup and refocus. My mother's done it. Tanya and I have done it. What's really been important here? It's the different things like that is God getting our attention over. Man, Alpha, Omega, beginning and end. Paul sheltered in prison. Paul should have died numerous times, especially with everything he went through in his life, all the way up through his walk as we see it. Look at what the rest of the Scripture says right there, starting at 5. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. What a song to sing as you're going up to the festival, as you're going to see old friends and make new friends. And they travel by family. They walked. It was an ascent for them. And look at the songs they sang. We sing songs just like this today. Is there a song in your heart today for the Lord? Is there a song in your heart today? I believe that's exactly what we need to keep in our hearts. What can we do? We don't know why COVID-19 is here. Nobody knows. That's truthful. Nobody knows. What can we do about it? We can stay focused on Jesus Christ is what we can do. Our Maker, our Alpha, our Omega, our beginning, our end. We can stay focused on Him. If you actually look over, now take your Bible and look at what Colossians 1 says real quick. Let's look at Paul. And I've done revealed to you, Paul was sheltered in place when he wrote this book. And I was taken away by the power, and it starts in verse 15 right there, the supremacy of the Son of God. It says, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. 17 says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Do you think for a moment if God removed His hand from this earth, what would happen? Boom, it's gone. It would be gone. His hand is what makes it tick. If He removed it, it's gone. Sheltered in place? Ooh-wee! We better be sheltered in our Lord Jesus. We better be. Because the time's coming. I'm telling you, I promise, Leslie, I'm not trying to get all Southern Baptist, but I am. A time is coming. We need to be turning. We need to be. I mean, He's telling us in His Word. When you look at it, what He's done, when He shelters people in place, great things come out of it. What is God leading you to do today? What is God teaching you through this? That's what, I mean, He has been pounding this on my head, trust me. I go to work day in and day out. I'm praying every morning. I'm praying at lunch. I'm praying at night. I'm studying His Word. I'm looking in it and I'm going, God, I see You, especially leading a church right now. Lord, where am I at? He tells me, He reassures me every time I read. I find something every week, especially when I was looking at the sheltered in place. He led me to all this week. And it was like, by the time I got done, I had 2 full pages of notes. He's sheltering us for something. He's sheltering us for something big. I'm telling you. When you read Paul's words, and I didn't mean to cut us off right there, but 17 right there, he says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. 18 says, And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Man. What would Jesus say right now if He was here? We know He's here, but what if I was reading too when He had gone back to Nazareth, to His hometown, and he had read the Scripture, and they said, isn't this just the son of Joseph and Mary? They had the least amount of faith. What's our faith asking us to do today? Our faith is asking Him to trust Him. Our faith is asking Him to look for ways to share His Word, to look for ways to be His hands and His feet, to look for ways to Let other people see Jesus through you. Man, when we think about it like that, Paul wrote these beautiful words in prison, sheltered. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I don't think it was like the prisons we have today. I don't think it was. I don't think he had a library to go to. I don't think he had references. I think he was writing from his heart. Have you wrote from your heart today? Have you wrote from your heart on, even though we're sheltered, things are a little different right now? If anything, it's made me reach out on my mama more. It has. We talk all the time, three times, four times a week now. Now if she don't hear from me, she calls me, Trey, on the way home. It's given us different things to consider as we draw closer together as our families do, our church families. Sheltered in place, yeah, we're doing that right now. But instead of just sheltering in place, I ask that you shelter in God is what we need to do. Let's close today. God, Lord, your word means so much to us, Father God. And Lord, your word, Lord, is alive and active. Just like the Psalms we read, Lord, the scriptures just jump out at us. Lord, I pray, God, that you will be with us as a country, Lord, as not only as we shelter, God, but we shelter in you. Lord, help us to spend time in our word, with our Bibles, with other Christians, God. May we be motivated, Father, to turn that question and say, what can we do for you, Lord? How can we be a vessel for you? Lord, each and every one of us know your supremacy. We know right where you're at, you are on your throne. And Lord, you are right here with us through this. Lord, lead, guide, and direct us, Father God, in the ways we should go. Father, be with us as a church. Be with us as a nation. Be with us as your people, Father, as we take one step closer to you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your most precious and holy name. Amen. As we conclude, did you kill it?
Well, your memory died out a long time ago.
Oh!